Learning this week about the condition of Bishalachim, of Olah Shulchan Malachim. All only things that are subject to Bishalachim are those things that are Olah Shulchan Malachim that are served at the royal table. There's a curious debate, we touched on this earlier in the week, just to expand a little bit on it now. There's a curious debate among the poskim as to how this standard should be applied to beverages, liquids. Are liquids the same as salads? Are they different? How are they different? Why are they different? So on the one hand, we have the Knesset Gedolah. The Knesset Gedolah, Rav Chaim ben Venisti, and his tshuvos, the Bo'ei Chai, he has a tshuva on coffee, which was discussed by, it seems, dozens of achronim, all debated coffee. The Knesset Gedolah starts out, he says, for a long time, Yomim Rabim, he followed the general custom of drinking coffee, even though it was prepared by non-Jews. Go to the Starbucks or whatever and buy coffee. The coffee houses in Europe, he gets some coffee. Then he says he began to think through the matter carefully. Is it really a good heter? And he found, nope, there is no good heter. And he stopped drinking coffee that was made by non-Jews. And the rest of his tshuva, he goes through the various suggestions of why people will make it, and he shoots them all down. He discusses whether coffee is eaten raw. He says, no, it isn't eaten raw, and so on. Olah Shulchan Malachim, it is Olah Shulchan Malachim, he says. The kings drink coffee. He says, now you'll tell me, we're learning this week, that things are, it's only called Olah Shulchan Malachim if it is Lafis Bosa Pas. And coffee is not Lafis Bosa Pas. Okay, so maybe you can make it. He says, no, that's wrong for two reasons. So first, he mentions a svara that I touched on briefly earlier in the week, that the only time we care whether something is Olah Shulchan Malachim or Lafis Bosa Pas is only if it's Olah Shulchan Hedyotis Lafis Bosa Pas. So if the Hedyot is Malafis Bosa Pas and the Melech isn't, then it's not subject to Bishalachim. But if it's something that even the Hedyot is not Malafis Bosa Pas, he eats it by itself, and then even the Melech, if he eats it by itself, it is subject to Bishalachim, one svara. Second svara, though, the Knesset Gedolah says, is that we only care whether something is a lafis bosa pas when it is a food, a solid food, when it is a beverage. We do not care if it is a lafis bosa pas. Therefore, he says, you have to machmer in coffee. It doesn't matter that it's not a lafis bosa pas. Since it's a beverage, there is no such condition. So according to the Knesset Gedolah, beverages are mochamer. Beverages, they still have to be Olah Shulchan Malachim, but they don't have to be lafis bosa pas. Even something which is not bala lafis bosa pas, as long as it's somehow Olah Shulchan Malachim, coffee is more strict than beverages. Coffee are more strict than regular foods, and all they have to do is be Olah Shulchan Malachim, not necessarily lafis bosa pas. On the other hand, Rav Avadia points out in his tshuva on coffee, there is a tshuva of the Beis Yehuda Ayash, also on the subject of coffee, who goes just the opposite. Beis Yehuda is looking for reasons to be lenient about coffee. He's commenting on an earlier tshuva of the Bar Esek, was talking about coffee. He's also going through the various reasons and shooting them down. But the one reason that he likes, at the end of his tshuva, he says, the one reason where we have somewhat solid, the only really solid, legitimate reason to make it on coffee, he says, is the idea that coffee is not bala lafis bosa pas. Some of the poskim say, even though people would dunk their donuts or biscuits or dunk their pasta bekisnin into the coffee, that's not general usage. I don't know, today a lot of people do that, but I don't know if everyone does it, probably most coffee. Not necessarily consumed like that, I don't know. But in any event, so the Beis Yehuda is willing to sign on to this idea of the Bar Esek and another poskim that coffee is not bala lafis bosa pas. Beis Yehuda continues and says, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who seems to fail, that it doesn't matter if it's bala lafis bosa pas, that even parperas, the way the Shulchan Aruch's formulation is, that either lafis bosa pas or parperas, and the achronim are generally medayik, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, Olah Shulchan Malachim is not limited to things that are lafis bosa pas. They apply either lafis bosa pas or desserts, and coffee should certainly qualify as a dessert. So even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yehuda says that only applies to salad foods. Liquid foods are more liquids, beverages are more kal, and lekuli alma, if they're not bala lafis bosa pas, they're not subject to Bishalakim. So it's exactly the opposite of the Knesset Gedolah. Knesset Gedolah is arguing that even according to, let's say, the Pri Chadash and those who have a strict standard that it has to be lafis bosa pas, when it comes to beverages, the standard is broader and it includes even beverages which are not bala lafis bosa pas. Beis Yehuda takes just the opposite position and says that even according to the poskim, that normally when it comes to salads do not require that it be lafis bosa pas. When it comes to beverages, they do. And that's why coffee is going to be mutter, unlike the Knesset Gedolah, who says there's no real heter for coffee. The Beis Yehuda felt there was a heter for coffee, he says, because we insist on lafis bosa pas when it comes to beverages, and therefore we're more make. What the svaras are for either of these two shitas, I don't know. Rav Avadia, others also point out the Stechemed. The Stechemed brings the Beis Yehuda and then says that the third shita, the shita of the Beis Shlomo, he says, who is not machalik, who holds that beverages are treated, liquids are treated the same way as salads. The Beis Shlomo was talking about some kind of oil. I'm not sure, I don't know exactly what the details are, but he was talking about some kind of liquid, and he's discussing whether the production of this liquid is subject to the laws of Beis Shlomo. So he says, no, it's not, for several reasons. First of all, it's not Olal Shulchan Malachim, and second, related but independent, it's not Bala Lafis Bala Sapas. So the Sechem says, you have a Beis Shlomo who says that liquids are treated the same as salads. We apply the same standard of whether it's a lafis bo sapas. That he says that it just like a salad is totally whether it's a lafis bo sapas, so too liquids. So the Beis Shlomo simply holds that both, which is the most intuitive, the most simple, the simplest way to learn, there is no chiluk between liquids and salads. In both cases, we have to ask ourselves whether the thing is coming a lafis bo sapas. If it is, then it is subject to Beis Shlomo. If it is not, then it is not subject to Beis Shlomo.